A follow-up now on a story we've covered over the last 6 weeks. James McKinley, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, joins us from Monterrey, Mexico. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
So the March 13th assassination of a pregnant U.S. consulate worker and her husband was a huge headline, which reminded us of the violent border problems in the Ciudad Juarez across from El Paso, Texas. But this morning we learned that a member of a drug cartel or a drug gang has actually confessed or claimed responsibility for that attack. James McKinley, what do we know at this point?
Well, what we know is that a man named Ricardo Valles de la Rosa, who's a 45-year-old member of the Barrio Azteca prison gang, which is actually based in Texas, has made some statements to the police. We don't know how reliable those statements are, but we know that he, anyway, has acknowledged to the Mexican police that he took part in this attack in which three people connected to the consulate in some way were killed. And he claims that the killers were actually looking for the husband of one of the consular workers, a man named Arthur Reldeth, who's a guard at the El Paso County Jail, and that they were not looking necessarily for the consular workers.
You know, the interesting thing is when those attacks happened and we learned of those fatalities, immediately, I think one of the first questions we asked was, does this represent even theoretically an escalation in that embassy workers were being targeted? And while this would suggest that that's not the case, it's not as though an accidental, chaotic, caught-in-the-crossfire scenario here is any kind of reassurance to the people of Juarez.
No, this is a sign of, or let me put it this way, it epitomizes the kind of chaos that people in Juarez and all the border communities and even Monterrey and other cities in the country are living through. Well, it's a very chaotic time. What's happened is that the cartels that used to control organized crime here have been debilitated by lots of arrests, and their ability to move drugs has been crimped somewhat. And you have a lot of street gangs and sort of secondary level leaders who have filled in this vacuum of power, and they're all fighting with one another, and they're all fighting with the military as well. And this just leads to a general escalation of crime. What is horrible about this crime is that these gang members had no compunction about attacking not one but two separate cars that were leaving a place that gives children's birthday parties with children in the back seat.
Right. Would it be wrong to say that Barrio Azteca, the prison gang, has some sort of preeminence among the violence, or is it just one name of scores?
It's one name of scores, although they are connected to the Vicente Carrillo's gang, Vicente Carrillo's Fuentes gang, which is also known as the Juarez cartel, and they hire themselves out, to do various jobs as enforcers, et cetera, for that cartel. That cartel's at war with some others there in Juarez.
James McKinley of the New York Times. How many murders since March 13th? Quickly.
How many murders
since March 13th? Yeah.
Since March 13th.
In Juarez.
Just in Ciudad Juarez, probably over 40.
Wow. Yeah. James McKinley, reporter for our partner, The New York Times.